Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hi, Zoe.
Hello. How's it going?
Good, 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 good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No worries.
Friday suggests going out. Going out suggests the town. The town suggests so many different options, but one of those options is theatre.
Theatre.
What's on option this weekend in theatre?
Oh, my goodness. So many things that I'm so excited to talk about. First off, a few things I've learnt about dating and death is on.
I thought you'd seriously, you. Okay, so this is the name of the show?
That's a whole other story. But no, this is a play, A Few Things I've Learned About Dating and Death, which is on at the basement, up in the top part of the basement. One woman show, she's so cool, her name is Acacia O'Connor, and it's sort of a choose-your-own-adventure.
Oh my God, I love this!
There's paint involved, you're encouraged to bring an umbrella, a singing voice.
Is there a splash zone?
I think the whole thing's a splash zone. She gives you a bit of plastic.
How modern.
It sounds very modern, very, very cool.
She gives you a piece of plastic.
That's what I've heard.
This is a splash zone. Yeah.
That's the rumour. It looks insane. I've seen her setting up for the shows. It just looks mental and cool and experimental and quite moving. I think it's all based on personal experiences, but sort of warped by imagination and perception. So sounds like a cool time.
Lovely.
Something else, very, very different vibe. Cradle Song on at the Q Loft, New Zealand playwright Albert Bells. This is a sort of darker play if you're in for a sort of
How old's this play?
This play?
Yeah, how old is it? New or is it old?
I don't know. It's set in 1999. I don't know if it was written around then.
Right.
But I think he came up with the idea when he went to Ireland and he found a mass child grave. So very, very different
he
vibe.
He found just himself.
Well, that's what my research suggests.
Okay, right.
But anyway, yeah. So it's sort of two women on an OE, like, faced with a supernatural force, and it's, you know, quite dark and spooky. Q Loft on tonight, 8:15 p.m.
That's intimate, isn't it? Intimate and scary?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds exciting, because, like, a horror movie, but in your face and right there.
So, like, real-life horror.
Really. Real-life horror.
Scary.
You're like a horror teacher.
I like films, but I don't know how I'd feel about experiencing a real-life horror story.
You don't rock the spookers or anything?
I've never been to spookers, no. I don't think I will.
I don't think I want to either. It's terrifying.
That just sounds like something that would really traumatise me.
I think it would ruin me for a couple of days.
Thousands of Aucklanders love it every weekend, though.
Their entertainment at the expense of my mental health, which just doesn't...
That's the whole point.
Doesn't quite sit too well with me, to be honest.
Isn't there that really moving documentary?
Hang on. You're the breakfast producer, just so you know.
I know. Yeah. What does that mean? I don't know where you're going with this.
Okay.
How is that relevant?
It's not relevant. I'm just trying to move us along.
Anywho.
You got what I mean, Sarah.
It does sound scary. Anywho.
Fair warning for that one. There's flashing lights, haze, and mentions of
suicide and trauma.
So there's a little content warning for that one. But sounds very, very exciting.
Can you go to both of those shows tonight? Or does the timing clash?
You can do both. No, you can. Because A Few Things I've Learned About Dating and Death starts at 6:30 p.m.
Boom.
And it's an hour show, and then you can, you know, grab some dinner, grab a drink, and then just pop across to the Q Theatre.
How's this for a night? Drive Island, A Few Things I've Learned About Dating and Death.
Correct.
And then the scary one.
Right in the middle of Auckland's busy entertainment and nightclub district.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fantastic. Good call, Tess.
I know, I think so.
Party planner.
Yeah.
And if you haven't got enough options for tonight and tomorrow night, Retail Therapy is on at the basement as well in the main stage. A little bit of a...
What's that all about?
That is, it's a comedy. It's almost like a farce. I like to think of it kind of as a sitcom.
Yeah.
And it's about sort of the petty triumphs of a department store, like a high-end department store. And the sort of, you know, people on a mission to get something and, you know, doing other people wrong and lots of clothes, lots of love.
Oh, this was the Smith & Co's one that we mentioned.
Perhaps.
Well, I mean, it's like...
It's called Holly and Grange in the play, but perhaps there is some.
Okay.
Is it a New Zealand written play?
It is, and it's woman who wrote it. It's her first play. Her name is Grace Amelia Vernal. And it's been quite
a while. It's been going for a while, hasn't it?
Opened on Tuesday. Two more nights.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe. Well, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for having me.
And what a wonderful weekend of theatre Auckland City offers you, the listener.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.